Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. Hope your summer's going along well. Football season is just around the corner. Next week we'll be doing a game preview, Bob Flounders. Can you believe it? It's almost here.
I can believe it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to maybe some games a little bit later in the season. But
correct.
The beauty of the first 2 weeks is you get to finally figure out some things about maybe who's going to play, who's not going to play, who made the biggest strides, and who the quarterback is.
Right, who maybe. the quarterback is.
We'll know that by now.
There's a little foreshadow. We got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. He's Bob Flounders, Penn Live and the Patriot News. He covers the Nittany Lions. I'm Andy Shea. We got a treat for you today.
I know.
The third member of our on-air team, that Ross Tucker guy. He is scheduled to be here and join us. That's a treat this month.
Via helicopter? Is he going to make a grand entrance? Or
yeah, I don't know. Plus, we got, you know why he's here? Because we got food.
Yeah.
Mike brought in the Hawaiian pizza. If you're a fan of the show, you know a few weeks back we talked about pizza. So we have Hawaiian pizza, and he brought in some wings for us as well.
Very nice. Very nice.
Don't forget, you can get all our content, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. All right, let's get rolling. News and notes. Quarter number one, Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Quarter two. Quarter three, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross. That's brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. And quarter four, we're going to wrap up our 2019 season preview. We're going to start in Tucker State. We'll close it out in quarter four. We're going to do the defense in quarter four, and we'll make our season predictions. All right, Bob, let's go. Let's just start. James Franklin made no quarterback announcement as a starter. Said they haven't even had any discussions yet.
Not buying it.
I want to get your take on it. What you thought of, you know, is it necessary, unnecessary, and what do your eyes tell you?
Well, first of all, I think there's two possibilities. I think number one, I think he's known all along who his quarterback's going to be, and he wants to get two young quarterbacks as many reps and as many reps with the first team as possible, because
makes sense.
I mean, at some point, Penn State's going to have an injury at the quarterback position. They've been very fortunate to have some tough guys at quarterback. And the other possibility is that maybe the race is that close and he can't make up his mind. Based on what I've seen, and we only get about 15 minutes of practice one day a week, it's been very clear to me that Sean Clifford's the guy. Now, maybe he's just been lights out for 10 minutes of practice, but he's been running with the ones. He was the guy running with the ones in the spring. I just think that they like Will Levis. They're trying to encourage him. And my gut feeling is that James has known, and maybe he hasn't had to talk about it with the staff because he's known all along.
He's known all along.
But I just kind of feel like it's going to be Sean Clifford's job.
And based on their first two opponents, you would expect both quarterbacks to get at least a decent amount. You know, the starter's going to play. You would hope that the backup quarterback, based on the first two opponents, would get some decent playing time as well with Idaho and Buffalo on deck.
If they're not up four touchdowns in the third quarter, midway through the third quarter, I think maybe something probably has seriously gone wrong. And yeah, it's a great opportunity to get both quarterbacks some seasoning. But James did make a good point that, you know, Sean really needs a lot of reps as well, because he played briefly last year. He looked good, but he just hasn't played a lot.
Correct. It is his most. He's played two spring games and one spring game. He didn't play in the spring game 2 years ago, did he?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
All right, couple player updates. You mentioned something about not seeing much on Justin Shorter last week.
I have not seen him run one route, and I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if they're trying to hold some stuff back. I'm going the other way. I don't know what is going on there. He's dealt with injuries in the past. I'm not sure if he's healthy. But I mean, when the ones are out there, it's Jahan Dotson, it's KJ Hamler, who looked great in the most recent practice. I've seen Daniel George out there. I've seen Dan Chisena out there. There's one guy I haven't seen. I don't think I've seen him run one route during the media availability, and that's Justin Shorter. So I just think that maybe there might be a little something there. But who knows? James might have something he's holding back for he doesn't want to show too much, so he can just spring it on Buffalo and Idaho.
Yeah, I'm not sure you hide Justin Shorter.
Yeah, If he was healthy, I think I'd see him out there.
Any other player updates or anything from this week?
Yeah, so PJ Mustipher's talked about him. James Franklin's talked about him. A couple players have mentioned the name Caden Wallace, who did not enroll in January. He's just begun practice in August, and he's going to play tackle. I mean, he was a guy that maybe could have been talented enough to play either way, but they definitely, I think, like him as a tackle, and I think they're really happy with what he's done against the defensive ends. And if you move it forward, you know, Will Fries isn't going to be around much longer.
Right. Rasheed Wallace, Will Fries, and Caden Wallace now.
Rasheed Walker. Yeah. And Caden Wallace, I think they really like maybe – as the season goes on, I think they're going to really start to groom him for maybe bigger things in the future.
Yeah, you called PJ Must for a couple of weeks ago as your man crush, and he seemed – it's just – he is the buzz name of this camp.
I kind of feel like he's going to be – this is just not quite like Etor last year.
Right.
But I think the experience he had last year and the fact that he's got a really good work ethic to go with – some blue chip talent. I think he should really have a big year.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Quarter number one. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're kicking off with some news and notes. We talked a little bit about Penn State not announcing its quarterbacks and player updates. Yeah. Preseason AP Top 25 came out. Penn State was number 15. I was a little surprised at that number to a degree. Do you think it was too low, too high, or the right number?
I think plus one, minus one, that's about right. I think this is a talented team that if they play to their talent level, I mean, they're going to be in position to win more games, I think, than maybe some people think. But I think that 15 is right. If you look at where they are,
I agree.
If you look at where they are in the Big Ten East, I mean, I think that most people would agree at the start of the year, until they get some experience, they're probably behind Ohio State and Michigan. I don't know that they're behind Michigan State, but I don't know how you put them much higher. And I feel like 15's probably – I probably would put them either right there. I might even put them a little bit higher.
You might even put them a little bit higher. I mean, they do still have seven starters coming back on defense. So, you know, and that's the side of the ball that you're going to look at. So, all right.
Yeah, it depends on how you feel about Michigan State. If you go into the year thinking Michigan State's better, then they're too high.
And then
if you go into the year thinking maybe Penn State's better, then that's right. That's right. Right on the number.
And the narrative around the team nationally, when you talk about national rankings, is they lost Trace McSorley, obviously, and Tommy Stevens left, and Sean Clifford is apparently going to be the quarterback, but, you know, that means that they don't have a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. Right. All right, let's keep going. Former Penn State safety John Patrician, he left the team about a month ago or so, Bob? The handwriting was on the wall.
I didn't even know he was on the team the last 2 years, quite honestly. I don't mean to be mean, but I just think that he's just never been in their plans.
He's going back home to finish college football career. He was a highly touted recruit out of Pittsburgh Central Catholic, and he was never – able to find the field with any regularity at Penn State. He will finish his career with the Pitt Panthers. He's a grad transfer, and he'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining. So John Patricia's going back home, and there's no room at the end with those four safeties at all. And he saw the handwriting on the wall. A couple other things I want to get to.
Whoa. Can I chime in on that real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
My name's Ross Tucker, by the way. I haven't been here in a while.
Who are you again?
Who?
My name's
Say
Ross
your name
Tucker.
Again, please, for it.
I haven't been here for a while because I work on Thursdays now, including the Eagles game. We record this, people don't know, Thursdays or Fridays, and play at a bunch of different places. Two things. First of all, Patrician played special teams last year, right?
Yeah, I think he did. I don't think he was the first one. He dealt with injuries. He was never. I don't think he was ever higher than second team on the depth chart.
Secondly, when I first saw this, I thought he was still on Penn State's team. So I was like, wait a minute, did he practice with Penn State yesterday and then transfer to Pitt that night? Like, aren't there some rules there or something?
I think he left 3 weeks ago.
But I think it's weird that he didn't get a landing spot until now.
Very, very unusual.
I don't know if it sounded like Pitt gave him a scholarship. He's got 2 years of eligibility.
They did.
So I guess part of me was wondering how much is Pitt looking for the player and how much does Pitt just want a guy for that game that knows all their calls and all their coverages? It's a pain in the butt for Penn State because now they have to change their calls as in the secondary for that game against Pitt because Patrician knows them. something just doesn't feel right to me about that.
Right.
That a guy could be a member of Penn State's football team 3 weeks ago, and 3 weeks from now, he'll be running out of the tunnel with their opponent. Like, something's not right there,
That's
right?
called pulling a Belichick, by the way.
It is.
That's what Bill Belichick would do.
It absolutely is. The first thing they did was just pump him for as much information as they possibly could. And look, you guys know me. I wish all these kids well always. But if he really wants to play, he probably should have transferred to like Robert Morris or Duquesne or to an FCS school.
Right.
To even come to Pitt. What did he come? He started yesterday or a couple days ago, like 8 days before the first game. Takes a while. Like, this season is going to be like a lost season for him. Maybe at FCS he would have had a better chance.
Hey, real quick, I want to talk about a Penn State guy. You can chime in on this, Ross. I just turned on the Monday Night Football game. I was just watching the Niners and the Broncos just because I'm football and that. And then after about 15, 20 minutes into the game, I could not stop watching Kevin Givens. I just could not stop watching it because he was so good. Like, he looked like a 3 or 4 year NFL veteran.
He looked like Aaron Donald for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, his numbers weren't spectacular, but you just watched the way he impacted the game and that first step that he's always had and that quickness that he's always had. They had so much trouble blocking him. He played like 40 snaps too. He played with the ones, he played with the twos, he played with the threes. So he was out there all game.
Here's my question. Is that good for Penn State or bad for Penn State?
You
look at it and you say, wow, Sean Spencer did a really nice job of developing him. And look, he's doing well in the NFL. Or do you say, okay, well, why didn't they get more out of him when he was at Penn State? I think that's a fair question.
Yeah. One thing I noticed was, compared to last year, it looked to me like Kevin Givens was in shape.
That's a good point.
His body looked a little bit different in this game than what I remember seeing last year. I don't know why that is, but he looked like a little bit of a mini monster in this game. I think he wasn't quite looking like that at this point last year.
Yeah, he's an undrafted free agent. He looks like he has strong potential to make a 53-man roster.
They were raving about him in 2016, and it looked like there was the ceiling. You couldn't even see it for him, and he just never, for whatever reason, took the next step. I don't know that it's a bad look for Penn State. I just think that what the Niners got is a focused Kevin Givens who knows that, I mean, this is it. Like, it's either you know what or get off the pot. And he's playing well.
At a minimum, he's going to make over $100,000 playing football because he's going to be on somebody's practice squad this year.
Yeah.
At a minimum, and probably the roster.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tape, 2019 season preview with Ross. We're going to kick it off. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.